This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
Well, it turns out the media got it wrong again. Shocking, I know, after the Democrats and the media, the same thing I know. Blame Tucker Carlson and you and me and everyone else for the shooting in Colorado. We now know that the shooter was anything but a mega maniac. In fact, by all counts, total rabid leftist. Good afternoon. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210. And on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. We are loaded up with a big show. 6 hours of great talk radio coming your way from now until 9 p.m. as I fill in for the great one, Mark Levin, later today. So stick with me. There's going to be lots of stuff to talk about and lots of breaking news all over the place. But, you know, for the last several days, we've heard over and over and over again that the shooter in Colorado was motivated by anyone discussing things like stopping transgender surgery for children or was critical of drag shows for kids, you know, drag brunches and that sort of thing, or didn't like the fact that we wanted to take this stuff out of school curriculum. And that the shooter was motivated by this because of all of the rabid Republican hate and Tucker Carlson and talk radio and Rush Limbaugh's name even got brought up again. And now we know that the shooter identifies as a non-binary and it uses them, their pronouns. That doesn't exactly sound like somebody who's a right-wing MAGA maniac, does it? Of course not. You think the media will correct the record? Of course not. Why should they? Why should they have to? They never get in trouble for anything. They just throw it out there and then they drive on by, obviously. And we're going to talk about that a lot today. We got a lot of great audio for you as well on the issue. We're going to play a little montage of all of the crazy things the media said, accusing me and you and anyone else with conservative opinions of spreading hate. Even Governor Kathy Hochul of New York actually went so far as to sign a bill on hate crimes because of what happened in Colorado. So it's that and guns. And now that we know the guy was a non-binary whatever, it'll get back to just blaming the guns again, since they can't blame the right-wing MAGA maniacs anymore. I mean, they can still try. And there'll be no repercussions for anybody in the media. I mean, nobody. This is the thing. They're allowed to say whatever they want. They can slander. They can malign. They can insult people. They can just come on and throw things out there, and they never get in trouble for it. It's really amazing. NBC drops the Colorado shooting as the lefty narrative crumbles with this non-binary suspect. So as the shooting late yesterday, after I went off the air, and we now figured out who this guy really was. And remember what I said to you yesterday? I said, it's outrageous that they're blaming Republicans and conservatives and the talking points when we don't know the motivation of the shooter. We don't know anything about him. But the media always rushes to judgment. They never wait. Pelosi came out and was saying these things as well. Well, on today's Today Show, they dropped any mention of the massacre whatsoever. ABC's Good Morning America omitted the inconvenient truth that the guy identifies as non-binary. NBC did, however, find time for stories it deemed more important, such as the 25-second news brief on the Supreme Court clearing the way for a House committee to obtain Donald Trump's tax returns, which is probably going to amount to a whole bit of nothing when the Republicans take control of the House in January. On ABC, the unbiased journalist George Stephanopoulos promised new details in the Colorado shooting investigation and a chilling Facebook post from the suspect's mother. But the network sure left out a crucial fact that the alleged gunman committed a hate crime against possibly their own people. And I have to say their, so that I don't mispronoun. I don't want to mispronoun this the suspect who identifies as they, them. After co-host Robin Roberts similarly failed, chief national correspondent Matt Gutman even occasionally used the suspect's preferred pronoun of they, them. That's right. They said, and this is the quote, "This will be the suspect's first appearance in court in which they're read their charges for the first time. And that is, we learn of this chilling Facebook post made by the suspect's mother just hours before the shooting, in which she says her son went missing. He took her phone and her debit card and cryptically promised the best night ever. Overall, ABC News obtained this chilling Facebook post from Laura Vopel, the mother of the Colorado Springs massacre suspect, seemingly concerned about her son's whereabouts in the hours before the shooting, saying, my son is missing. He took my phone and debit card. We had plans and we were so excited. The news report continues. She ends by saying her son told her to get ready for the best night. The 22-year-old suspect now facing preliminary charges for the first degree of, and then they name the victims here. Ring footage from 2021 shows a suspect surrendering to police after allegedly making a bomb threat against his own mother. But that case later dismissed and the suspect's record sealed after the family refused to press charges. That enabled the suspect to legally purchase that AR-style rifle. So they use the pronouns, and then, of course, they make it about the AR-style rifle again. At the end of the report, Gutman still peddled the false narrative, vaguely referring to, quote, a think tank that monitors hate speech online, reporting a shocking 613% rise in hate speech targeting the LGBTQ community, parroted by politicians and influencers online. And then, of course, they added the concern that this could spur even more violence. A member of the community herself, Robin Roberts, fretted that there's a lot of concern about that. ABC's overnight shows World News Tonight and America This Morning had a combined 3 minutes and 47 seconds with co-host Andrew Dimbert highlighting the suspect's gender identity, but didn't let the narrative go too far as he lamented that they were bullied and have a grandfather who, as a former member of the California General Assembly, quote, once compared the January 6th riots to the American Revolution and has voted against LGBTQ legislation. NBC's Early Today mentioned the gender as co-host Philip Mena said the suspect, quote, is non-binary and uses they, them pronouns. Mena still tied blame, opposition, of course, to anything LGBTQ. And again, it's no one has an opposition to the LGBTQ lifestyle, despite what this is reporting. Anything that we're talking about these days has to do with the schools indoctrination, the gender mutilation industry that is preying on our children, giving them puberty blockers and hormones, and yes, mutilating their bodies, double mastectomies for kids, talking about how kids know they're non-binary in the womb, that they know they're the wrong gender that they were assigned at birth. And then, of course, the efforts to teach all this nonsense in school. That's the opposition. But the media was able to tie all this into people like, well, me and you and Tucker Carlson and everybody else. They won't apologize to this. The another news report said the suspect will appear in court for the first time today, and they will face the judge by Zoom as they that use they them pronouns. Now, does that sound like a mega maniac to you? Of course not. But PBS blamed Ron DeSantis and right-wing influencers for the Colorado shooting. Oh, yeah, they did. A Thursday interview of the Equity Florida press secretary Brandon Wolf by PBS Amanpour & Company was taped before the revelation that the Colorado Springs shooter identifies as non-binary. But that is not an excuse for blaming Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and right-wing influencers, quote-unquote, for motivating others to commit or threaten to commit acts of violence. So this will air tomorrow, and this is what they said. You know, in response to Saturday's shooting, you tweeted, and I want to read, we don't know a motive yet, but let's be honest. The anti-LGBTQ hysteria being whipped up in this country has had me checking over my shoulder more than I have in 6 years. Tell me about what kind of, well, I guess, lack of safety that you feel. Why do you need to look over your shoulder right now? What is the fear? And then he goes on his lengthy reply by first going after Governor Ron DeSantis by saying, quote, well, it's a scary time to be an LGBTQ person in this country. A scary time. I live in the state of Florida, and it's not just, you know, the extremists in different parts of our state that have been whipping up this anti-LGBTQ frenzy. It's powerful people in our state. It's the governor of the third largest state in the union who has trafficked in some of the darkest and ugliest tropes in the books. And by the way, he continues to do that. So yeah, Governor Ron DeSantis got blamed for the shooting in Colorado. They weren't done, though, yet. They also said people, right-wing influencers around this country, have continued to do that even as the temperature has risen. People are afraid because there are armed protesters showing up to drag brunches, places where, you know, we're just having a mimosa, eating eggs with our friends. And they have now become the front lines of a battle, a culture war. So if you're opposed to kids going to drag brunches, drag queen brunches, which I am, and I'm opposed to drag queen story hours and any of the stuff that indoctrinates the kids, any of this stuff, you have given rise to the hatred that led them to shoot up the nightclub in Colorado. Got it? Good. According to PBS, claiming that there are 58 genders or allowing males to compete in women's sports is not a culture war, but conservatives objecting to those things is. Then this guy Wolf then tied these influencers to people being afraid because there are white supremacists being arrested outside of pride festivals in places like Idaho, threatening to commit acts of mass violence. People are afraid because children's hospitals in Boston and other cities have suffered bomb threats over the last couple of years, having to install metal detectors in airport security like terminals to keep people safe in the hospitals. And it's not the first time we have seen the deadly consequences of this kind of hateful rhetoric. So people are afraid because we know what happens next. So if you have a problem with, say, CHOP in Philadelphia, talking about how kids should be able to get surgeries, life-altering mutilations, take puberty blockers. If you've got a problem with Boston's Children's Hospital saying this stuff or any other hospital, you, just in your opposition to these things, are giving rise to the kind of hatred that we see across the United States of America that leads them to then shoot up their own kind. Uh-huh. That the shooter is not the stereotypical right winger just makes it even more of a thing that the media will just stop reporting on the story. Now, remember something. They want to use these awful, awful tragedies to advance their narrative. MSNBC, they had a circus panel on, and they said it's sad that the GOP wants to ban drag shows, and the GOP should be ashamed of themselves. Their little circus of people all freaked out, even going so far as to invoke the Nazis. Oh, yes, they'll invoke the Nazis as well. Why not? One of the women on the panel on Nicole Wallace's show on MSNBC, which has been dubbed the Liberal Wine Mom Hour, said the following. It's absolutely repulsive to watch the number of people in the wake of this horrific tragedy not wanting to take any responsibility. You know, hate doesn't exist in a vacuum. And this has been a record year, 2022, for anti-LGBTQ legislation led by the GOP. Anti-trans legislation. And we now see with libs of TikTok, which is, by the way, just for the record, one of the best sites out there for profiling the lunacy that goes on in schools, for example. On the very same day that this shooting happened, targeting another drag show in Colorado, we've seen windows being smashed at gay bars. And then, of course, they admit that they still don't know the motive yet. This was from yesterday or the day before. But they admit there's a constant drumbeat out there from respected elected officials and respected messengers from TV networks and talk radio saying that these people are wrong and they're trying to damage your children. So inevitably, people are going to take action. They offer no evidence, of course, that the gunman was inspired by anyone in cable television or elected officials because they can't, because they don't have any evidence of that. But I digress, don't I? The minute that you put the T with the LGB and then you put the Q in there and then the T, the minute you put trans in there, it became part of an overall agenda. So you could be, for example, somebody who is fine with gay marriage, fine with gay people, fine with lesbians, fine with people who identify as queer. You'd be fine with all those people. You could work among them. You could be them. But if you've got a problem with the trans movement targeting our children, then that's enough for you to be a hater who gives rise to this kind of hatred, that is fueling people like this in Colorado. And then the minute that the narrative crumbles, we may find out that this person is a them, who is now identified in court as MX. They don't say a damn word about it. Then they just instantly shift their gaze to gun control and just go from one to another and they just flip the switch and then everybody goes along with it. And it's Thanksgiving, so they won't talk about it at all. The story will just fade away. That's what will happen. It'll just fade away. MSNBC national security analyst Frank Fugazi, decided to cut right to the chase and name names during his unhinged rant blaming conservatives for the shooting. He said if he's a consumer of the people we just rattled off, from Lauren Boebert to Tucker Carlson, let's get it out. Let's get it out at trial. Let's expose it for what it is. Name it and shame it. Proving how demented he is, Frank Fugazi said that the solution to the hate in the world is to teach young children about sex. He said one of the things you would normally do is teach young children in school, here's what race is about. Here's what these other people over here who may seem different to you, they have a different orientation. So you know what that means. That means then that the left is going to take the shooting in Colorado, even though it doesn't now work with their narrative, to turn around and argue that we have to teach our kids all this sex nonsense in school so that we don't have mass shootings at nightclubs by people that identify as they, them. They'll argue that if you oppose indoctrinating your children with this thought that, hey, in fifth grade, Johnny could really be Susie, and teaching your kids in kindergarten what a penis is, that we have to teach it to them. Otherwise, they'll grow up and shoot up nightclubs. So we've got to bring in drag queens for story hour. We got to have drag queen brunch hour with the kids. We got to do these things. Otherwise, there'll be shootings and hate. And the only way to stop it from the hate is to indoctrinate the children with love. Love of the absolute absurd. Oh, yeah. No. You'll absolutely 100% hear that coming up. There's not a doubt in my mind about that. Because if they can use this to push the narrative, then that's what they will do. And they'll do it every time. Now, I didn't do this yesterday. If you notice, I didn't really even mention the story that much. Because I'm so sick of rushing to judgment. And I'm so sick of the idea that we're going to use this awful tragedy. Instead of talking about the victims, the hero who stopped the shooting, we're just going to start accusing people. Aim the finger at Tucker. Point the finger at this person. Finger that one. Finger that person. Just do it. Name them. Blame them. Blame me. Blame you. And do those things because it pushes the narrative that we all want to push. Not me and you, but the corporate media we. ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC. I mean, they're all the same. And they were salivating over the opportunity to do this. Salivating. We got a lot of great audio for you. As soon as I get my cut sheet and my show sheet, we're going to share some of that with you. I know it's coming my way any moment. I see it hot off the presses in there. Hot off the presses. It's good to get it at 3:19 as opposed to, say, 3 o'clock. I appreciate that. Listen, as long as I get it before 6, I'm happy. I'm happy, all right? So thank you. Want to play us a clip, a cut, something? Give me something.
Yeah, which one do you want?
But I don't know. I don't have the show sheet.
Okay.
So dealer's choice, Matt DeSantis. Dealer's choice.
All right, let's go with a Ben Collins cut. He's kind of been the poster child for making a lot of wild accusations without any facts to back them up. So this is NBC journalist, reporter Ben Collins.
There is a long history of this. You know, I talked to this woman named Jennifer Merciesa, who's a rhetoric professor at Texas A&M. And she was telling me about this thing called hate objects that come up in, you know, pre-fascist governments, where they take people they describe as degenerates, right? And you know, before Nazi Germany was, in fact, gay people who played with, gender conformity. And they say they are contributing to the downfall of society. They are the reason that, you know, things cost more, that the crops aren't coming up, right? We have been through this in the past. It's very dark. And the people playing around with this don't take responsibility. They go right back into it. But again, these bodies are not in the ground yet.
Yeah.
And they're being used as political props right now.
Yeah, by your side. You're the ones using them as political props. As you accuse Tucker and talk radio hosts and everybody else of fueling this kind of hatred. You're the guys doing it. Everybody on the left did it for days. And now the narrative crumbles. And we got a lot more to talk about with this. We're just getting warmed up. I'm with you till 9 p.m. tonight. So don't go anywhere. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. And listen, Thanksgiving is tomorrow. I hope you and your family have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Are you started your shopping yet for Christmas? Well, if you have not started yet, you better get going. And I want to tell you, Omaha Steaks is exactly where you should begin. Because Omaha Steaks makes it so easy for you to make everybody on your list happy. The quality, the convenience, and everything you need to deliver an unforgettable holiday gift experience. Omaha Steaks is America's original butcher, since 1917 and a holiday gift that's guaranteed to be loved. The holidays are here. So achieve gifting greatness when you give the gift of perfectly aged, tender, and delicious Omaha steaks. The steak experts at Omaha Steaks have put together special curated gift packages that helps take the guesswork out of gifting and make you a holiday hero. So go to omahasteaks.com and use code Zeoli at checkout and get $30 off your order. In this economy, that's a fantastic offer. $30 off. Talk about making people happy, right? My dad's one of those people. Never likes anything I send him. Never likes anything I give him. You give him Omaha Steaks and he's thrilled. Doesn't return it because who returns great steaks? You return sweaters. Omaha Steaks is the way to go. It's a gift from the heart and a gift from the heartland. American quality food. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best for your boss, your clients, your coworkers, your family, for yourself. Just go to omahasteaks.com, put in my name, Zeoli, at checkout. Get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required. omahasteaks.com.
Live and local all day. Kale and Company mornings 6 to 10. Rich Zeoli afternoons 3 to 7 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
All right, welcome back to the show. Glad you are here today. It is me, Rich Zeoli, with you till 9 p.m. tonight, as I also will be filling in for the great one, Mark Levin, and we'll take his show live at 6 tonight. So we got a long day together, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm glad you're here. And happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. I'll be back on Monday. 855-839-1210. So CNN was flummoxed, shocked to find out that the Colorado shooter is non-binary. Remember, the narrative from the start of this was always this guy was a mega maniac who did this. Nancy Pelosi laid blame on MAGA Republicans for the shooting. She put out a statement that said the following, quote, "As our nation marks Transgender Day of Remembrance, the House Democratic Caucus mourns the countless Americans stolen away by the scourge of transphobic violence. A crisis that continues to disproportionately harm trans people of color." All right. Now, she said this at the time, and we didn't even know what the motive was, of course, or who the shooter was or anything like that. But it's what Democrats do. They have an opportunity. Never let a crisis go to waste. Rush the judgment. Who cares about the victims and their families? Just use it for political purposes. She continues, "That fight remains more urgent than ever as right wing extremists target transgender Americans' most fundamental rights and freedoms. Whether spouting dangerous rhetoric from cable news desks or openly bullying school children from the halls of power, MAGA Republicans are cruelly undermining the safety and well-being of our transgender community." MAGA Republicans. How? Because you don't want your kids learning in kindergarten that Susan could actually be Johnny, and even though she doesn't have boy parts, she could get them? You think that's unacceptable and you want that stuff out of the classroom? So because of that, you hate trans people and you're leading to trans violence. But then if a person is non-binary, which is exactly what, I mean, that's all, you can't get more left than that. You don't get more left than identifying as non-binary. You just don't. So CNN this morning was shocked. Allison Camerota and Errol Lewis didn't even know how to handle this when it came to light. Cut number 7.
So attorneys for the accused shooter, Anderson Lee Aldrich, say in new court filings tonight that the suspect now identifies as non-binary. In a footnote to a motion asserting legal privileges, the public defenders say, quote, "Anderson Aldrich is non-binary. They use they-them pronouns, and for the purposes of all formal filings, will be addressed as Mix Aldrich." So in other words, not Mr. or Ms. Joining me now, CNN political commentator Errol Lewis, also back with me, Al Franken and Joe Walsh. I don't know what to say about that. I mean, that's not anything that we had heard from his background. You know, people have been looking into his background. And I don't know if anybody here, are you guys lawyers? I mean, you know, I don't know if, I don't know what to say about that. I mean, that's what he's now saying.
It sounds like they're trying to prepare a defense against a hate crimes charge. That's the least of his problems, legally speaking. But it looks like they're trying to build some kind of sympathy or at least confusion on the question of whether or not this was purely motivated by hate.
That is what it sounds like.
So you see, they're already trying to twist it to say that, oh, well, he's probably, they are probably not really non-binary. They're probably still MAGA maniacs, but they are deciding to tell people that they are non-binary so that they can plead insanity or they can they won't face hate crime charges or something like that. Got it? You see, so they're already twisting it as the truth comes to life. But actually, there's a lot of details coming out about this. And as the details come to light, we know that the person actually was, in fact, non-binary. They is non-binary. It's very hard to use these pronouns, by the way. It's incredibly difficult. We're talking about one individual, but nevertheless, years before they allegedly walked into a Colorado LGBTQ bar with an assault-style rifle, they had a different name and a tumultuous past. Until age 15, he was known as Nicholas Brink, living in San Antonio. His parents separated when he was a toddler. When he was 12, his mother was arrested for suspected arson. At age 15, he became the target of a particularly vicious bout of online bullying. So you see, he's already a victim. He's obviously a victim. Nicholas F. Brink became Anderson Lee Aldrich, who at age 22 would gain infamy as the suspected shooter of killing at least 5 people and wounding 18 others. Now, normally I don't ever say the names of these shooters because I don't want to give them notoriety. But in this case, I have to because he legally changed his name and because they decided that they are now non-binary, which is one of the mysteries surrounding this individual. And this guy has a long, long rap sheet and everything like this. But to the best of everyone's knowledge, this person is not a right-wing Republican, not a MAGA person, not a Tucker Carlson viewer or anything like that. But boy, did that not stop them from coming out. And they actually, as you read the CNN article and you have to read down and down and down to find out of his tumultuous past, they's tumultuous past and how they turned around and realized who they really were and everything like this. So we'll hear a lot more about this, no doubt to come. But I think that the absolute shame, it's just shameful the way the media just runs with this and doesn't care who they malign, doesn't care who they accuse, doesn't care who they sully, whether it's me or you or Tucker Carlson or Rush Limbaugh or anybody else. It's because why? Because we don't want our kids to be mutilated, because we don't want our kids to take puberty blockers, because we don't want our kids taught this stuff in schools. We're giving rise to hate. This is what the left does to silence debate. They do this all the time. Whether it's convincing you, if you go to a school board meeting, the FBI might be in the back. So sit down and shut up by putting out that letter, or it's coming out and saying that if you believe in these things, you're giving rise to hate. It's done to silence dissent. There's an agenda and they don't hide from it and they push it every single day. 855-839-1210 is the number. But coming up, we're going to talk to Congressman Guy Reschenthaler about the latest investigation into President Donald Trump. And also, will the House be able to get Alejandro Mayorkas, the Secretary of Homeland Security, to go? Will they be able to get rid of this guy? And they should. We'll talk to the congressman about that in just a matter of moments. But as I get ready to head to see my in-laws for Thanksgiving, I'm very happy the family will be traveling in style and comfort and safety, thanks to my friends at Cherry Hill Volvo. You know, I love hearing stories from listeners about the great experience they've had getting their Volvo from Cherry Hill Volvo. I love it because they are tremendous vehicles with an impeccable safety record. And Cherry Hill Volvo is the most accessible Volvo dealer to Philly and South Jersey. And best of all, their core value is relationships, because relationships matter at Cherry Hill Volvo, and they always strive to do what is right. They work hard to match you with the perfect Volvo and always go the extra mile for their customers. And here's some great news for you as well. If you're a Costco member, Cherry Hill Volvo and Costco have partnered so that eligible Costco members can enjoy additional savings on their new Volvos. Eligible Costco members will save an additional $1,250 on their new Volvo on top of all the other offers. So stop in for all the details today. Cherry Hill Volvo is the most accessible Philly Volvo dealership in our entire region, and they're going to take great care of you. And hey, if you're a Costco member, that extra $1,250 off, that's a great thing, especially in this economy. You're going to get a car that's safe and reliable, gets great gas mileage, and will get your family there safely. That's what counts at Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Don't let them silence you. Follow 1210 WPHT on the free Odyssey app. Download it now.
All right, it is Wednesday. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving. If you're getting on the road, I hope you have a safe trip with your family and a wonderful Thanksgiving. Congressman Guy Reschenthaler is a great friend of the show. I've not had him on since I moved back to afternoons, but he serves in the United States House of Representatives for the 14th District in Pennsylvania. He's on the House Appropriations Committee and the House Committee on Rules. He's about to be part of the majority, obviously, now that Republicans will be in charge in January. Hey, Guy, welcome back to the show. Thanks for joining me.
Rich, thanks for having me back on, and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, my friend. So where do we begin today? I wanted to ask you about yesterday's press conference with Speaker-designate McCarthy, where he called for Alejandro Mayorkas to resign as Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security and said if not, he will be impeached. So tell us about that.
Well, absolutely. So let's go back to Thanksgiving and what I'm thankful for right now. I can tell you, I'm thankful that we no longer have one party rule in Washington, D.C. I mean, that's a big deal because we're going to be able to stop the far left agenda from the administration and the Democrats. But when it comes to Mayorkas, we're going to really exercise our oversight investigative functions in Congress. And we're going to call Mayorkas in so much that he's going to have a designated parking spot on the plaza. I can tell you, we will basically give him an office at the Capitol building because he's going to be before us testifying so much. And same with Fauci and Hunter Biden. But when it comes to Mayorkas in particular, the man is absolutely incompetent. And he continues to say that they have tactical control of the southern border, that there's not a crisis of the southern border. Everybody knows that's patently false.
Of course. I mean, you just have to see it with your own eyes. I mean, it's outrageous. And let's not forget, too, when those Border Patrol agents were accused of whipping the migrants with horse reins, Mayorkas knew that that was not true, but he still let the narrative play out regardless.
Well, of course, it's because it's with the left, it's never about the truth. It's all about pushing the narrative. Remember, their number one objective is not truth. It's not justice. It is their far left radical agenda.
Guy Reschenthaler, let me ask you about Anthony Fauci, because I know that Dr. Fauci resigned yesterday officially. It was his last speech. But as I said on the show yesterday, we're not done with you yet, Fauci. There's a lot of questions we want to ask this guy under oath, including gain of function research, the origins of COVID-19, all of his lies, all of his flip-flops and everything else. And I imagine, and I heard, I think it was Steve Scalise come out and say that he's going to be one of the top priorities for the Republicans in the new year.
Well, he is. So it's going to be Fauci, and we can talk about Fauci. He's already said it's going to be Mayorkas, and then Hunter Biden, because Hunter Biden will bring us to a lot of the corruption, the FBI, DOJ, and Joe Biden himself, the quote-unquote big guy that's referred to in those emails. But getting back to Fauci, if Fauci can resign, okay, that's not going to save him from coming in before Congress, because the January 6th committee likes to call in Bannon and the others. Well, now we're going to call their cadre in before us, whether or not they're still in power or not. And Fauci's going to have to talk about some mysterious emails. I hope he's not deleting anything, because we're going to find them where we can show that he knew this disease was spread human to human, that it was an airborne disease. We're going to see the contradictory statements he made on masks, both before and after March of that year. And then we're going to get into the gain-of-function research. Remember that Fauci subverted U.S. law, which bans gain-of-function research. What they did is they sent money to EcoHealth Alliance. EcoHealth Alliance then sent it to the Wuhan Institute of Virology to study, wait for it, bat-borne zoonotic diseases, specifically bat-borne respiratory diseases. I'm sure it's a total coincidence, Rich, but we're going to get to the heart of that with Fauci. And we're going to show how absurd Fauci is, and how he was not using any kind of rational basis, at least any rational basis based on science, in the decisions that the CDC was making.
Guy, you were part of the United States Navy Judge Advocate General Corps, and you prosecuted a lot of terrorists while you were overseas serving our country, including you defended a Navy SEAL who was falsely accused by the Obama administration of mishandling the Butcher of Fallujah. So you know the law. You know what it takes to prosecute. You also know overzealous prosecution when you see it. Merrick Garland's announcement a week ago that he was going to appoint a special counsel to look into former President Trump. I think it's so obvious what Merrick Garland wants here. He wants to stop Donald Trump from being able to run for president. That's not a decision Merrick Garland gets to make.
Well, okay. So the DOJ and the FBI are totally weaponized, they're politicized, and they're being used against conservatives. And you can bet one thing. We have a two-tiered criminal justice system. We have one for people in the ruling elite, one that agree with the regime, and we have one for conservatives. And you're seeing that on display now. This is all geared to stopping Trump from running in 2024, because they fear him. They know that he very likely will beat Biden in 2024. So they'll do whatever they can to stop him. But it's interesting what they're not investigating and who they're not going after. Again, I go back to Hunter Biden. There was so much damaging information on that laptop. And yet our so-called intelligence community, the so-called experts, said that that was Russian disinformation. The story was suppressed during the 2020 election. We know that's all nonsense. So let's bring in Hunter Biden, get to the bottom of that too, and show the selective prosecution of the DOJ and the FBI.
Good. Good. Guy Reschenthaler, I want to hear it. I want to see it. You published a piece at thehill.com. There's good reason to be thankful. Democrats are no longer in charge of the people's house. So what are you thankful for as we end very soon the tenure of Nancy Pelosi and turn it over to the Republicans in January?
Well, I'm very thankful that we're going to have a stop valve on the radical agenda that we're seeing from the Democrats. And remember, we've seen what one-party rule, especially one-party Democrat rule, leads to: chaos at the southern border, high crime, high inflation, a poor economy, shrinking wages, and just embarrassments on the international stage, from Afghanistan to what you're seeing in Ukraine. I can go on and on. But we're going to be able to put a stop to a lot of that. Now, I say we're going to be on offense and defense. We're going to be on defense because we're not going to be able to pass any sweeping legislation. Let's just be realistic. The Senate, still controlled by Democrats. We can pass everything we want from the House. It's not going anywhere. What we can do, though, is we can play defense with the bad ideas that are coming from the Senate and our colleagues in the House. So we will be able to stop that. We'll be able to go on offense when it comes to oversight investigation, like I said, with Fauci, Mayorkas, Hunter Biden. We're going to go after them so bad, they're going to wish the results of the 2020 election were different. That is how much oversight investigation we're going to bring down upon them.
Good, good. I mean, look, playing defense is important. This administration has spent like drunken sailors. Their spending spree is the reason why we have inflation, in my opinion. And
yes,
there's no question about it. Just being able to stop that is a huge, huge point.
It is. And you know, we got to be realistic with what we can do. I wish we would have taken the Senate by 54. I wish we would have taken the House by 240, 250. That didn't happen. But the good news is that we can at least be in the majority in the House and play defense and hopefully set up a successful run for Trump or DeSantis or whoever it is in 2024 to retake the White House. And then we can really start to reverse the damage that's taken place in the last 2 years.
Let me ask you before I let you go. I mean, obviously, you know, Pennsylvania, you represent Pennsylvania and Congress guy. Energy is so important. We got a lot of people hitting the road tomorrow, a lot of people hitting the airlines, and they're seeing the prices right now, and it's ridiculous. We turned on the furnace because it was freezing cold the last couple of days. We're heating our homes. The Democrat war on energy, which has been something this administration has done since day one, can the Republicans push back on that?
There's very honestly, Rich, there's very little we can do because so much of this is coming from the DOE. It's coming from the administration. We can try to pass legislation and force the Senate to take it up. But look, we know what's causing this issue. It's that Joe Biden, like you said, on day one declared war on American energy independence. He shut down the Keystone XL pipeline. He also said numerous times on the campaign trail, he's still saying it, in fact, that we're going to end fossil fuels. Well, what does that do? No one's going to invest in a refinery. No one's going to invest in any kind of infrastructure like pipelines to get natural gas and oil to market. And what that's done is two things. It's made the cost of energy a lot higher for Americans, and it's made us weak on the international stage because now we're dependent on places like Venezuela, Iran, all these other nations to get oil and petroleum out into the market to help keep prices down. But remember, under Trump, the Democrats love talking about January 6th. I tell people this. Just remember, on January 6th, the most important thing to remember is gas was $2.25 a gallon. Look at what it is right now. That's what we should be focused on.
Hey, Guy, where can people find you if they want to learn more about you?
G. Reschenthaler on Twitter. They can go to my campaign page. They can go to my official page and follow me there. Right. So I really appreciate it coming on, Rich.
Absolutely.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Congressman Guy Reschenthaler. We appreciate it.
Take care.
Geo and Company tomorrow morning, 6 till 10. Rich Zeoli now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
You know, what he talks about, too, with the House oversight is going to be, I think, the most consequential part of the new Republican administration in the Congress. I really do. I think it is so incredibly critical that they can hold Fauci accountable. And let's just start there, for example. I mean, let's start with Fauci, shall we? The gain of function research and everything else. I saw this article that I sent out to a couple friends of mine a short time ago. The vaccinated now account for a majority of COVID deaths. And this was in the far right wing Washington Post. A majority of Americans dying from the coronavirus received at least the primary series of the vaccine. It says the latest data shows that 58% of COVID-19 deaths in August 2022 were from people who were vaccinated or boosted. Based on past figures and the current trends, we can reasonably estimate that the number of vaccinated slash boosted COVID-19 deaths will only rise. In September 2021, the vaccinated accounted for 23% of COVID-19 deaths. In January, February 2022, the vaccinated were 42%. Now, yesterday or the day before, when Fauci gave his farewell address to the nation, he talked about vaccines again by saying it's by far the single most important thing. Get vaccinated. There's never anything else that they talk about in terms of being healthy and staying healthy to help your body fight this virus or this pandemic. And they never talk about, for example, vitamin D. And I shared with you that study that came out of from Johns Hopkins, a researcher there, who said that vitamin D, absolutely, there's a correlation between survivability of the virus and also the levels of vitamin D. That is not something you hear Fauci talk about because the guy's so in bed with big pharma and has his agenda with the vaccines that he won't talk about that. It's not something that ever comes up. That's the kind of thing that infuriates me. And Fauci was all on board with big tech censoring anybody who put out anything that was questioning the vaccines or an alternative remedy to COVID. you said anything like that, you were blocked. He worked directly with big tech to silence those views under the guise of disinformation or the imprimatur of misinformation, whatever it was. He tried to do that and he did it effectively. And they need to ask him about that as well. They also need to ask him still about the origins of this virus because we still don't know. And China is back to having massive lockdowns again in China with their zero COVID policy. So all of these things need to be accounted for. No question about it. On Hunter Biden, I saw this story a little while ago about Hunter Biden and the laptop and the laptop repairman who was talking about how, you know, this thing, they knew this thing was real from day one. The Hunter Biden laptop repairman explains how the FBI buried a bombshell. This is from the Daily Wire. John Paul Mac Isaac was an introverted Delaware computer repairman until his life was destroyed for trying to do the right thing, with authorities thwarting or ignoring him at every turn. He said, if you see something, say something. That's what we're told. I did something. I saw something. I said something. And I was vilified for it. And he talks about this. And he goes on in great detail about this as well, about how the FBI had, he wanted to just do the right thing. He just wanted to help as a good American. And for that, they destroyed him over this. You know, this is the kind of stuff we have to get to the bottom of. And if the Republicans are able to do the oversight of Hunter Biden, they'll be able to do that, which I think is very, very important to do. All right, we got a lot more to talk about with this. We're just getting warmed up. We're going to be together till 9 p.m. tonight as I'm filling in for the great one, Mark Levin. So you better stay right there and do not even change the station or turn off the Odyssey app. All right, 855-839-1210. And you know, the holidays are here. And obviously, you're watching as everybody's overeating. Maybe you're overeating as well. It's okay. I understand. Because the good news is that 40 days to lose up to 40 pounds with NJDiet.com. It only takes 40 days to lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds because NJ Diet is unlike any other diet out there. See, they use your hair, your saliva, your blood work, along with bioenergetic scans to personalize supplements that will target your hormonal imbalances. And that's going to get your body into the fat-burning zone. And then you're going to lose the weight, and you're going to keep the weight off as well. Don't wait for your doctor to give you bad news about your health. Stay ahead of your health issues by visiting NJDiet.com today. Losing weight can help you overcome so many issues like high blood pressure, heart disease, high cholesterol, diabetes, all of these things. So what are you waiting for? In 40 days' time, just as we're starting the new year, you can look and feel your best, be your healthiest. As everybody else is starting to lose weight, you'll be already ready to go. And you'll still have a great holiday season. In fact, you'll probably have the best one of your life because you'll be probably sleeping better and feeling better too. So reach out to them today with locations throughout our area or with live online video consultations. Visit njdiet.com or call them at 855-5NJ-DIET, 855-5NJ-DIET, njdiet.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.